firing of U of M football coach Brady Hoke, of course, means a search is on for a replacement. And as Detroit News columnist Daniel Howes writes today, quote, another longtime CEO with scant athletic experience beyond his playing days is looking for yet another football coach at the University of Michigan. Hey, Daniel.
Hey, how are you?
Good. So fill us in here. What's going on?
Well, you know, we've got Jim Hackett, who's been the athletic director for all of about, what, 5 weeks now?
Yeah, since October 31st.
Yeah, who is stepping in the shoes of David Brandon, who was the former AD for 4 years, and before that a longtime CEO, headed Domino's Pizza. And Jim Hackett himself was CEO of Steelcase, the West Michigan furniture maker, for about 20 years until he became vice chairman and stepped out of the day-to-day role early this year. So you have guys with kind of similar pedigrees that are looking for a football coach in a marquee program at a marquee university. And I think you get among the sports press and among a lot of the alumni this feeling that the corporate guys really know what they're doing and what they're looking for. My sense is that Jim Hackett is smart enough to realize some things that he doesn't know. And he's already made it clear he's going to engage a search firm. They've used one, and Michigan has used the past couple of searches, both for Dave Brandon as athletic director in 2010 and also for Brady Hoke, a guy by the name of Jed Hughes, who was a graduate assistant in the football program under Bo Schembechler in the 70s and went on to get a PhD from Michigan and has had a very illustrious career as a headhunter and is likely to be, I would think, potentially involved in this one as well.
So is there a feeling then, kind of two different feelings between the sports community and the business community of whether Hackett's really up for the job?
Well, you certainly hear that, and you see that on comments on websites and in some discussions on radio shows and things like that. I think the thing I'm trying to get at is that ultimately you're kind of employing the same sorts of processes. A corporate search for a top executive could be identifying, 50 or 100 people at as many companies around the country, even outside the United States, for key roles. When you're looking for a marquee football coach at a marquee program, that number might be in the 4 to 6 to 8 range.
Right.
And there probably aren't a lot of surprises. There's not going to be some guy who's going to be, a candidate from Dartmouth or Harvard that's going to be coming to coach at Michigan. It's going to be one of the hot coaches around the country who may or may not have ties to either Michigan or the Midwest. And they'll take it from there. And then he's got to talk to people. But it's a very different kind of process. It becomes one that is very focused on by the media. There's a lot of ways that things they can't control, what people say, how they report, and how they leak to various reporters around the country.
Yeah.
It can be very difficult to control.
Although you write in your column, though, that this past week we sort of have seen that CEO mentality in Hackett, how he's handled the past few days.
Yeah, I mean, I was struck as I watched it. I think I was watching for some different things. I wanted to see how he handled it, the kind of language that he used.
Mm-hmm.
And he did use stuff that, to me, as a guy who's covered CEOs for a long time in the state, stuff that sounded very familiar, kind of putting on the business headset, if you will, and approaching it that way. How that plays down the road, I think, remains to be seen.
Which some would argue led to the sort of downfall of his predecessor, David Brandon, that there was too much of a business, too much of a CEO mentality.
Yeah, well, I would also argue that Michigan athletics is big business, and a lot of the same principles. I get criticized for saying this sometimes, but I think whether you're looking at state government or you're looking at the Michigan athletic department, these are still run by. When they're run well, they're run by generally accepted business principles.
Mm-hmm.
And how do you manage your cash? How do you deploy it? Do you have the right people in the right jobs? It's all very similar in terms of the principles. The job of a CEO at a major company is a lot of people would tell you, is 50, 60, 70% personnel.
Mm-hmm.
It's focusing on, do I have the right people in the right jobs doing the right things? And I don't think it's any different when you're trying to pick a football coach. You can... you can think that it is, but I think at the end of the day, it is going to be about performance. It is going to be about fit. It is going to be about whether that person's attitudes and values dovetail with those of the universities. And I think Jim Hackett made very clear that that's what he's going to be looking for.
So news out that indeed U of M has hired a search committee. What are you going to be watching for in the coming weeks as this process really heats up?
Well, I think it'll be very interesting to see how much they can control or not control the process. You know, I think people that have been involved in these kinds of things say that they can be very difficult. You know, they showed a lot of discipline after he made the decision. It didn't leak. He told President Schlissel what he was going to do, and then he went ahead and did it. And it really didn't leak appreciably. I don't think that the end result was a surprise to a lot of people.
Right.
But I would say this. This is also a test of the president. You know, he picked Jim Hackett on his own to be the interim. He did not run that by the Board of Regents. He just did it and has basically charged him with making the decision. So if this does not end well, or if the blowback, initial blowback against the decision is very negative, I think a lot of that is going to be laid at the feet of this new president, and that is going to be a very difficult way to start your tenure as the president of the University of Michigan.
Daniel Howes, business columnist at the Detroit News, joins us every Thursday here on Stateside. Thanks so much, Dan.
Thanks for having me.